Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring in regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near-human sales and supports team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have 100% free options and low-cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Smani Skevofilax, who guides business owners on maximizing profits and overcoming growth challenges. His mission is to help you achieve wealth, security, fulfillment, and comfort in your business. He was in Greece, so oppa. Manny, welcome to the Basic Business AI. So from your perspective,
Anna,
how
thank
is
you for having me.
thank you so much for being here. So how is AI reshaping the future of business?
That's a tough question. I'm new, just like everybody else. I find it very fascinating. I've dabbled in it, and I've seen very limited applications so far. I've certainly, I've been blogging for like 13 years, so I did certainly give it a spin from a blog perspective, and I think it's a brilliant writer. But I haven't really fully understood, where it could really save money in a business yet. I'm still noodling on that.
Well, you mentioned that you have used it for blogging and you write with it. How have you found it so far? Because I've seen, let me tell you, I've seen people who I can spot that they used ChatGPT, and I can spot it for miles because it's talking about how to revolutionize and delve into the power of unleashing whatever it is that they're saying. So how have you found it to work for you?
So I haven't used it. I just wanted to try it out. I've been very blessed. I've seen a lot of things emerge in my lifetime. Like I saw computers emerge, right? We were doing our accounting by hand,
Yes.
we didn't
Yes.
have computers. I think it's a good writer, but I don't use it for the blog because I'm slowly starting to realize that it is predictable. Like delve is a word that you just used. It's a word that it, I noticed, it loved because I've been reading a lot. So I've been very blessed. I'm a good writer. So I don't really like it to write for me, but I like it as an idea. Let's call it an idea fountain or an idea well, because it just pops all these ideas out for you that you can take and run with.
Yes, I think that that's the pearl, what you just said about don't use it as a like as your copywriter, but use it as a fountain of ideas. Like you go and type in ChatGPT or Claude or whatever you're using. Give me five ideas on this topic, and that is a great example and a great foundation for you to start developing something. And you can, I'm gonna use this word, you can delve deeper into
Aha,
it for
all
it to start helping you
right.
develop a certain topic. This is something that I also used a lot. I ask it to tell me, I don't know, five topics about a certain theme, and then from those topics I choose one of them and ask it to, okay, give me three bullet points with key highlights. And then from that I just keep again delving deeper. So yeah, that's one that way that you can use it. Also, I found it very interesting that you mentioned that you don't know yet how it can help businesses save money. What do you
Not
think then?
yet.
Not yet.
Well, like I said, I'm certainly a rookie here, and I'm trying to learn. In business, we're always trying to get more efficient. So
Yes.
that's like the main thing that I'm advising my clients on. We want to get more efficient in the business, more productivity, and be able to reduce the costs to keep that business healthy, so we can take care of the employees, the business, the owner and the community. So if you can save time, we equate that with saving money. So you may be able to either reduce labor cost, or if you can't reduce that labor cost, you can boost the productivity. Instead of me spending time on this, since that AI helped me, I can now spend my time over here. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. I've actually been able to get my mind around that. I understand the time savings when it gives me the ideas, like you pointed out. And I do know that, a lot of these like answering services that we never had when I was growing up, they're now powered by AI. So I think those are big time savers, which save money.
Yeah, you're spot
But,
on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
oh, sorry. I'm just not fully convinced yet. It's kind of like a show me the money type thing. Can it do a consistent job and be satisfactory?
I think that's what we need humans for, because a lot of people say, oh no, AI is going to take over the world. But no, we still need humans to for quality control. So I think that you were spot on in all that you said.
Well, thank you.
So Manny, tell us about who you serve and how can people find you.
Yes, I work with business owners that are privately owned, generally between, startup and 50 million in revenue. You can find more about me at portal, CFO, PORTAL, CFO.com. And I wrote a book. I am now a published author, and I wrote a book called Ultimate Profit Management. And this is to help business owners to grow their businesses profitably. I take all the lessons that my teachers and mentors taught me, because funding a business and having venture capital and all this stuff is what's been very sexy over the years. And they forget the people that bootstrap. So I wanted to draw attention to bootstrapping and the lessons that I learned on how to be successful and grow that business by yourself.
That's awesome. Well,
Thank you.
we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Manny Skevofilax, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can respect all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and supports team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.